Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, chapter 11 of Romans, verses 33 through 36. Paul says this, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? From him, for from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." Paul's great doxology proclaims the greatness of God, and his greatness blows the wiring of man's mind. Included in this passage are seven truths about the magnitude of God. Let me go through those truths. One, God is beyond man's full discovery. On our best day, with our clearest thinking, we will never be able to fully ascertain the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. God is beyond man's full discovery. Secondly, God's ways are beyond man's comprehension. There is no way our finite minds can grasp the infinite Creator. Beyond man's full discovery, beyond man's comprehension, God is beyond. Number three, he is beyond the need of man's counsel. God does not need man's advice on how to run the universe. That's what Paul is saying in these passages. Number four, God is not indebted to man. No man offered anything to God that he needs to repay. Number five, God is the first cause. He is the source from which all things exist. God is the efficient cause. He is the agent through which all things exist. And God is the final cause. To him, all things return and await their judgment. So he's beyond our discovery. He's beyond our comprehension. He doesn't need man's counsel. He's not indebted to man. He's the first cause, the efficient cause, and the final cause. A couple talking points as you pray. Take the time to review and reflect on these seven truths. Just think over them. Pray over them. Thank God that he is the first cause. Thank you, God, that you are the efficient cause. Thank you, God, that you're beyond my comprehension. Thank you, God, that you're beyond my discovery. Thank you, God, that you don't need my counsel, but I need yours. And then after you've prayed and reflected on those seven truths in Romans 11, 33 through 36, Share them as best you can in an age-appropriate way with your children. Maybe in the evening, just go out and look at the stars and remind your kids that God created those stars. He's beyond our comprehension. Father, you and you alone are the great and awesome God. Help me to live in awe of you always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.